Finals Rodeo Report with Derek Barton, made possible by OLS, Orwig's Livestock Supplement. Go to talkrodeo.org for more on the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, made possible by OLS, Orwig's Livestock Supplement.
This is Steve Orwig at OLS Tubbs. We have been in the supplement delivery business for over 30 years. Probiotics, prebiotics, chelated minerals, chlorides, proven products to put your livestock on a higher plane of herd health. Concentrated, low intake, affordable. Increased digestibility is what you're after and what we provide in every OLS tub. Call us today, 1-877-OLS-TUBS.
Round number 7 at the National Finals Rodeo has been completed. Let's take a look at that all-important aggregate and also the world standings race. In the bareback riding, Jess Pope still holds the number 1 spot, number 2 Casey Field. There's a two-way tie for 3rd and 4th between R.C. Lanningham and also Cole Franks. In the world standings race, Jess Pope still number 1, Casey Field number 2, Leighton Berry number 3, and Cole Reiner has dropped down to number 4 in the world standings race. In the steer wrestling, first of all, in the aggregate, Rowdy Parrott number 1. Number 2 is Kyle Irwin, and Jesse Brown has moved up to number 3. The world standings race is going to be interesting. Stetson Jorgen still holds the number 1 spot, and he is still 6th in the average. Will Lummis, he is 2nd in the world standings, 4th in the average, and then we've got Ty Erickson is 3rd in the world standings, but he's about 10th in the aggregate. Team Ropen sees Tanner Tomlinson and Patrick Smith number 1 in the aggregate. Number 2, Caleb Driggers and Junior Negata. And number 3, Riley and Brady Miner. Negata and Driggers still the number 1 team on both the Hedden and Heelan side for the world standings race. This saddle bronc riding is getting really interesting. Zeke Thurston is number 1 in the aggregate. Logan Hay, after winning 3 straight rounds, is now number 2. And then Colby Wanchuk has worked his way up in number 3. In the world standings, it is Sage Newman, but he's 12th in the average. Stetson Wright is 2nd, but he's 7th in the average. We've got Lefty Holman. He's 3rd, and he's 6th in the average for the tie-down rope in. Caleb Schmidt still number 1. Number 2, Corey Solomon. And number 3, the rookie, Riley Webb, moved up to number 3 spot. Caleb Schmidt looking at his 4th gold buckle, possibly. Number 2 is Shad Mayfield. He's 7th in the average. And then number 3, John Douch, but he's 14th in the average. For the WPRA barrel racing, Wenda Johnson has worked her way up into number 1 in the aggregate. Number 2 is Shelly Morgan. And number 3, Sissy Wynn. Jordan Briggs still holds the number 1 spot in the world standings. She's 6th in the average right now. Then number 2, Haley Kimsel, but she's 9th in the average. Then you look at Wenda Johnson. She's number 3 in the world standings and number 1 in the average. And in the bull riding, it plays out pretty simple. Stetson Wright number 1, Josh Frost number 2, Trevor Kastner number 3. Stetson Wright with a commanding lead for the number 1 spot. Josh Frost behind that. Then Trevor Kastner has worked his way up to the number 3 spot in the world standings. Well, round number 8 comes up on Thursday night at the Thomas & Mack, and I'll keep you updated on all the average and world standing races.
Go to talkrodeo.org for more on the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, made possible by OLS, Orwig's Livestock Supplement.